And let's check back in with the day's top story. Here's what Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had to say this morning about last night's firing of FBI Director James Comey by President Trump.
We know Director Comey was leading an investigation in whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. Were those investigations getting too close to home for the president? The dismissal of Director Comey establishes a very troubling pattern.
Senator Schumer went on to call for an independent investigation into possible Russian ties, but earlier today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that would only impede current efforts. Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Robin. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. And what is the president saying today?
Well, President Trump was up early this morning defending his decision to fire the FBI director on Twitter and sort of counterpunching against some of those Senate critics, including Senator Schumer and also Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. Trump pointed out that Comey had lost the trust of leaders in both parties and said that when this all dies down, those lawmakers who are now so critical will be thanking him. Later, he spoke to a group of reporters who had assembled in the Oval Office, and he was asked about his decision to fire James Comey.
Why did you fire Director Comey? Why did you fire Director Comey?
Because he wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
Did it affect your meeting with the Russians today?
Excuse me?
Did it affect your meeting with the Russians today?
Well, we'll ask you about that in a second, Scott Horsley. But he's saying it's present time. He's not doing a very good job.
Which is a little bit at odds with the paperwork that we got from the White House yesterday, which was a long memo from Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, sort of making the case against James Comey. And it was really all about his conduct last year, the very public way in which he conducted the investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server.
Well, we heard about that meeting that President Trump is having with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
Yeah, and actually, you know, some critics have described this as a Nixonian act to fire Jim Comey by the president. The White House doesn't seem shy about that comparison. That tape you just heard was during a meeting that the president was having with Henry Kissinger.
So all sorts of characters are entering center stage. Look, I want to ask you about one thing that we've been hearing and reporting all last night. Julie Hirschfield Davis has written about this in The New York Times, that this is a culmination of bad feelings from the election when James Comey did not send Hillary Clinton to jail for those discovered emails, to his not backing Trump's claim of wiretapping by President Obama. She writes that last week his aides were told to find a reason to fire Comey. And last night we were hearing reports that the White House is actually surprised that Democrats aren't happier. What are you hearing?
Well, there certainly had been plenty of criticism of the FBI director from Democrats. You know, there was a lot of criticism directed at James Comey in the summertime from Republicans and fans of Donald Trump. And then after his sort of second bite of the apple, when he reopened the investigation of Hillary Clinton, there was an awful lot of criticism from Democrats. But what we're hearing from Democrats now is, you know, we understand the why in terms of firing Comey over that, but not the why now. And mm-hmm. The suspicion is that, of course, it may have something to do with the investigation that Comey was leading into Russian meddling in the election and possible ties to the Trump campaign.
Scott, we just got a handful of seconds here. Why was Trump meeting with Henry Kissinger?
He said they want to talk about Russia and some other things.
Some other things. Perhaps lessons from history. We will hear. Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent, thank you.
Good to be with you, Robin.